we have an evening talk program that's really open to a very wide and diverse audience, and it's definitely open to the general public. What we like to do is situate the 18th century in context. Chawton House Library is a library of early English women writers, and we like to publicise what we have here, let people know what the library's about, tell them about some of the women writers that are connected to the library, and introduce them to 18th century literature and culture.
And the 18th century was quite an exciting time.
1789 sent shockwaves through Europe, and 1793 the terror in France. Certainly the European elite were looking at their own monarchy and wondering if they were going to be next. What one forgets, I think, is that the 18th century was a period of war. England was at war with France for much of that time, not just after the French Revolution. So it was definitely a period of great change, and very turbulent too. Very unlike perhaps what we're used to seeing in adaptations of Austen's novels, which is the very calm, genteel life of the Regency period that's depicted in Austen's novels is not perhaps what the people on the ground were experiencing.
There's Jane Austen, of course, but any other writers at the time, particularly women writers, that people may recall?
Mary Wollstonecraft, I think most people have heard of now. She wrote a very famous work, A Vindication of the Rights of Women, published in 1792, that was extremely influential and is very important now for students and scholars of early English women's writing. She had a fascinating and very turbulent life and died very young, giving birth to Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein. So she's someone that people will know. Frances Burney still gets read. Great favourite of Jane Austen's, wrote works such as Evelina and Cecilia. She's much loved. Maria Edgeworth is another author that was very important, and sometimes people have still heard of her. She wrote lots of works for children and works on education, as well as some very important novels such as Belinda, that again Jane Austen read herself.
And your talks cover all these areas?
They do. I mean, we've had talks on, well, both of those women writers, but we don't neglect the men. We have a talk coming up that's going to be on Byron and Burns, two very important authors of Jane Austen's period, both of whom she read. And we like to talk about the leading figures in the 18th century and the Regency period.
Now, are these talks open to everyone, or are they really just for students?
They're absolutely open to the general public. Anyone who would like to come along to Chawton House Library, have a glass of wine and find out a little bit more about the 18th century and the literature of the period, is very welcome to join us at Chawton.